friends. Thanks for joining me again for Recipes for Survival in my first, what I hope will be, a podcast. I'm going to be making eggs in purgatory. This should take no more than 4 minutes, and we'll see how we get on with that. What I have here for ingredients are 2 eggs, which we're going to poach in a spicy tomato sauce. I'm using Union Market tomato sauce in a jar. And I'm going to start by smashing some garlic cloves, getting some heat on a frying pan in a pan that I'm going to add some oil and seasoned salt to. And I'm just curious, because really why I want to do this is to prove that the sound alone will help create what you know, the visuals of what I'm doing here. The little root end off, gentle smash on top, and the peel comes right away. Now I'm gonna go a very, very rough chop right through the garlic. Oh, the other thing that's added that makes it eggs in purgatory is, here's the flame coming on. So that's just gonna be over a medium high heat, a drizzle of olive oil to get things started, a good pinch of my salt of de-earth, which makes everything better. And now a search for the chili flakes. Again, the frying pan is on medium high heat with a drizzle of olive oil and some salt of the earth. And now I'm just gonna shake a light, gentle shower of some of the red chili flakes, and our roughly smashed garlic cloves are going to go in here. And then what we're going to do is add some tomato sauce, poach off 2 eggs in it. You make a little divot in the tomato sauce. I am telling you, the recipes I read for this were ridiculous. Someone, I'll refrain from the chef that did this, but served it on a bed of potatoes, mashed potatoes. Some people put sausage in it. They just make it so complicated, and it's 4 basic staple ingredients.
Eggs, cheese, garlic, tomato sauce.
I'm gonna add the tomato sauce. Let me get a quick shot of this for you so you can see what it looks like as I'm gonna put the tomato sauce in. Okay, so perfect opening of it. And then what I'll do is a quick shot of what this looks like with the tomato sauce in the pan. It's going to begin to bubble. Here you go. So what you want to do is get some good heat into the tomato sauce so that so when you crack the eggs in, they poach. And then what I thought I'd call the Recipe for Survival podcast, I thought I'd call it The Sound of 2 Eggs Cracking, or The Sound of a Garlic Smashing. So the pan looks quite hot. The tomato sauce is bubbling. I think it'll work. A very important thing to do is you have to put a top on when you do the eggs. I'm also going to season them a little, so here we go. I hope you can hear it bubbling. Here, let's see if I can get some bubbling sound for you. There you go. I'm going to turn the heat down a little bit because it's a little ferocious. Put the top on. Let that cook for 3 to 4 minutes, and we'll be right back with you. Thanks. Okay, my friends, so at 3 minutes with the eggs poaching in the spicy tomato sauce, I turned the heat off because it'll do, you know, like what they call residual cooking. And I think and hope that they'll be the eggs will be runny to my liking. And now I'm slicing a ciabatta and putting that into the toaster. And then we will rub that with some garlic. Oh, good thing I tested. Test your props. The dial was all the way over at zero. So I have it at 3.5, a little closer to 4. We'll go to 4 for recipes for survival for our toastness. And what we'll do is keep the sound running while I do that. I'm looking at the eggs. They came out absolutely perfect. I'm going to get a quick shot of that. And then while that's toasting, we're going to put the Parmesan cheese on the eggs. I prepped some Parmesan to grate it, and we can add that now. Not that anybody can see, and that has no sound, but let's see. Here's a piece of Parmesan and my microplane. I hope that comes out. Yeah, there you go. This is the answer for recipes for survival. Love it. Hope you do too. Let me get a shot. And if we're really lucky, the toast will be done exactly on time. Yay! Let's plate this up. We'll be right back with you. But I think we hear Rhody. Do we hear Rhody? The most perfect timing. We're just about to plate the eggs in purgatory that we're doing. The audio for the first podcast. You have magic timing. Just 1 second. Come on, Park. Let's everybody hear you. They're not even going to know you're here. What's that? Be careful. Come on, say hello. Now you don't want to say anything. No move. Okay. So now we're almost at the point of plating this up. And here's a garlic clove that I've taken the root off, and then the peel is coming right off. Just so I can rub the toast with the garlic clove. And I'll do a quick shot of that as well. And you know what? This would be really delicious with... I always keep endive in the house. It's an absolute staple for me. An endive and apple salad with anything, or endive and fennel, anything like that. Here's our garlic rubbed toast. And now comes the eggs in purgatory over the toast. All right. I think it's going to be delish. I think that should be it. I hope they're not overcooked. Okay, I'm starving. Thanks very much. I hope you'd enjoyed it as much as I did. Recipes for survival, eggs in purgatory. No more than 4 minutes, no more than 4 ingredients. Have a good one.